Cape Talk.
The travel feature.
Joining me on the line is Iga Motiliska, a photojournalist who is recently traveled to Canada, particularly Vancouver. Iga, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. I'm actually going to be speaking about the Grecian island of Andros. Sorry, I haven't actually been to Vancouver, so I wouldn't feel comfortable about talking about Vancouver. I don't really know the first thing about Vancouver besides obviously the stereotypes. But I can very happily tell you a little bit more about Andros Island in Greece. So essentially, it's the second largest island in the Cyclades group of more than 200 islands. I'm just off the coast of Athens. It's about 300 kilometers squared. And it's really popular among the locals. So it's certainly an alternative to Mykonos or Santorini, which, as you know, is obviously flooded with tourists. It's become so popular and Insta-worthy. So what I loved about Andros is that it's filled with holiday homes from the locals. You're less likely to see lots of foreigners there. It's a lovely, relaxed atmosphere, very authentic experience. And what I did is I did a five-day self-guided hiking holiday there. So it was really quite the experience. If you like, I can tell you a little bit more about what a self-guided hiking holiday is all about.
Please go ahead.
The fitness you need, yes. So essentially, they've got lovely stone-paved meal paths, which date back for centuries. They're called Kaldarimi, and they've just been transformed into a network of maintained hiking routes. They stretch for over 300 kilometers in length. And they've got 12 very prominent hiking routes. And they obviously vary from about 11 kilometers to 12 kilometers, to 21 kilometers. And then you can actually, of course, choose which ones you want to do based on your level of fitness, which areas of the island you want to see. So it's really beautiful. What we did is we passed around 200 blue and white chapels that are scattered across the island. We crossed waterfalls and freshwater springs. There are beautiful designated wildlife sanctuaries as well, windmills and olive orchards. So it's really anything that you would imagine of a Grecian island.
I'm looking at the pictures now and I'm seeing some wonderful, wonderful, as you say, Instagram ready moments that you can capture, obviously, as you go, either self hiking or just enjoying the island as it is. It is an island that has a lot of history to it as well.
Yes, definitely. So it's got so much history in terms of the shipping families. It was really very popular in centuries gone by. And that's obviously how the island came into prominence and became very popular. So it's great. There's also beautiful ruins. It was, of course, colonized by various other European nations throughout various different centuries. So there's lovely ruins on the edges. And you can actually cross a very steep bridge onto the other side. And there's a castle ruin there that you can go and explore. And obviously, you can look out towards the island from there. So it's really quite beautiful. And then I think just in general, the people that you meet along the way will tell you about, you know, what life is like on this island. Luckily, as I said, it's not as flooded with tourists. So it's not as commercialized. So I think there's a lot more experiences where you can meet with the locals. And on the one day, we were hiking. And it was, so we went around November, so it was autumn and obviously harvest season. And there were two ladies and a gentleman, and they were obviously preparing sausages for the winter period ahead. And I don't eat meat, but they were so kind and they kept prompting us and, you know, breaking off some bread and gave us a sausage to try. And they also made some homemade grappa, which was very strong. So they sent us on our way with some grappa as well. And it was wonderful because even though we couldn't communicate, you know, we used our gestures and expressions, and it was just such a heartwarming experience.
I'm so happy to hear you say that, because for me, whenever I do travel, the people of the destination I go to are probably as important, if not important, more important than the vistas that I'll be able to enjoy and the historic sort of monuments that I'll be able to come and visit and so forth and so forth. Because ultimately, it's the people of that destination that provide the heart and the soul of that destination.
Yes, yes, definitely. And I would say the food as well. And so the food we found was really interesting. We had vegan pumpkin quiches, there were pork stews, and obviously the famous gyros wraps that we all know. What we loved was fava. Essentially, it's a kind of hummus that's made from green peas, and it's topped with sun-dried tomatoes and olives. We had fresh mussels. The island is also very well known for Wolaki cheese, and that's obviously the island's culinary trademark. And it was so great because there's also, while it's a self-guided hiking tour, there is a local guide to all the destinations that you can go to. We did this holiday with On Foot Holidays, and they go throughout Europe as well. But essentially, in all the destinations, there's also a local guide. And so if you have any issues or experiencing emergencies, you can obviously contact them. But they will also introduce you to the locals and tell you a little bit more about the history and the culture. And, I mean, so we visited one of the oldest restaurants with her and got to chat to the locals as well. And so that really provides an authentic insight. And this is the kind of holiday for someone who enjoys slow travel, who really wants to savor the natural beauty. He wants to do a digital detox and wants to unwind, you know, dip their feet into the ocean, enjoy the vistas and all of that. So I definitely highly recommend it.
You mentioned the travel tour company that arranged it, Iga. You would have been traveling from South Africa, I imagine. What do we need to have with us? Do we need a visa? Do we need a, a Tsetse Fly certificate or something like that? I know there aren't any Tsetse Flies, but you know what I mean. In preparing to travel to this part of Greece, what would we need to have with us as South Africans?
Yes, absolutely. So you definitely need a Greek visa. And you can organize that from South Africa through the Global Visa Center World. And so all the details I've written on my website, if someone wants to go visit, it's eagerjourneys.com/Andros, that's A-N-D-R-O-S, hyphen island. So I've detailed all the information that you need there, the completed application, 2 passport photos, obviously a valid passport, your flights and accommodation details, all of that is detailed there. It cost 11,000 rand for 5 nights, and that included our accommodation as well as breakfast. And we also received a packed lunch every single day to take along with us on the hike. And then, of course, we had to budget for our own dinners. The price also included taxi transfers. So what we did is we took a ferry from Athens to the island, and then we were collected via taxi, and then obviously after the holiday we were dropped off as well, and that was all included. And what was great is we were given a walker's pack. It's very detailed. So we had a detailed map of the island detailing all the different routes we decided to take. There were also day maps for each of those, and then 2 books about Andros. So the history, the culture, the food, what to expect, the flora and the fauna. So that was really, really great, as well as obviously information of how to get from Athens. So if we wanted to take a private taxi or either a bus, what time the ferries were leaving and coming back. So everything was very easily organized for someone who doesn't want the hassle of having to do it themselves. I really highly recommend that.
And it sounds like an amazing destination. Thank you very much, Iga. You can go to eagerjourneys.com, eagerjourneys.com, to not only read about her experiences at the Andros Islands in Greece, but also other destinations that she has been to. Iga Motiliske is a photojournalist and really documents her travels on eagerjourneys.com. And today we're talking about Andros Islands, which is not too far away from Athens and certainly less populated by tourists.